Today we are starting a new chapter, which is called Vidura Approaches Maitreya. So, in the past chapter we know how the transcendental discussion about Krishna, it's perfectly, you know, Krishna said in Bhagavad Gita, you know, Kathantascha mam nityam tushyanti cha ramanti cha. So, matchitta madgata prana, those who are completely devoted toward Krishna, so they always satisfied with Krishna katha, so discuss about Krishna. So that's how we can see here, so how enthusiastically Vidura, he questioned to Uddhava. So, and he more and more want to know about Krishna. So this is a symptom of a pure devotee who only satisfied with Krishna katha. And here in this chapter they will continue about Krishna's Dwarka's pastime. So this will go like very short description, and then elaborate description again, it will appear, I think, in 11th chapter. So, please try to read the verse.
Uddhava uvacha atha te tad anugyata bhuktva pitva cha varunikam taya bibhramsita jnana durukter marma paspṛśu.
Thereafter, sorry, Uddhava uvacha, Uddhava said, atha, thereafter, te, they, the Yadavas, taught by the Brahmanas, anugyataha, being permitted, bhuktva, after partaking, pitva, drinking, cha, and varunim, liquor, taya, by that, Vibhramsita jnana, being bereft of knowledge, duru kriteihe, with the harsh word, marma, the core of the heart, paspṛśuhu, touched. Translation and purport by His Divine Grace. Abhay Charanarvinda Bhaktivedanta Swami Jagadguru Srila Prabhupada. Srila Prabhupada ki. Yeah. Translation. Thereafter, all of them, the descendants of Vrishni and Voja, being permitted by the Brahmanas, partook of the remnants of prasada and also drank liquor made of rice. By drinking, they all become delirious and bereft of knowledge. They touched the cores of each other's heart with the harsh word. Please repeat translation. Thereafter, all of them, the descendants of Vrishni and Voja, being permitted by the Brahmanas, partook of the remnants of the prasada and also drank liquor made of rice. By drinking, they all become delirious and bereft of knowledge. They touched they touched the cores of each other's heart with harsh word. Purport. The ceremonies when Brahmanas and Vaishnavas are sumptuously fed, the host partakes of the remnants of foodstuff after the guest has given permission. So, the descendant of Vrishni and Voja formally took permission from the Brahmanas and ate the prepared foodstuff. Kshatriyas are permitted to drink at certain occasion, so they all drank a kind of light liquor made of rice. By such drinking, they become delirious and bereft of sense, so much so that they forgot their relationship with one another and used harsh word which touched the cores of each other's hearts. Drinking is so harmful that even such a highly cultured family becomes affected by intoxication and can forget themselves in a drunken state. The descendant of Vrishni and Voja were not accepted to forget themselves in this way, but by the will of Supreme, it's happened, and thus they become harsh towards one another. So, this is actually where the Karma Mimamsa, or like those who are believe in karma, they start argue. They say karma is everything. It is powerful than Supreme Lord. If you do good, you'll get good result. And then they give example about the Yadavas, how they destroyed by their karma. Here we can see first thing Srila Prabhupada mentioned in the purport. That's very important about the culture and etiquette. Srila Prabhupada, he was so strict about the etiquette, Vaishnava etiquette. You know, it's called Krama Maryada. In his every action, he established those etiquettes. You know, he actually like great example for that. If we notice and if we see Prabhupada's behavior, he always perfect in every situation. Always. So that's why he first thing he took from this shloka that about the etiquettes. So what they say, even though Yadavas, they were Krishna's direct descendants. Still, even though they are direct descendants of Krishna, but before the taking their foodstuff or prasadam, what they did, they first they feed Brahmanas and then they took permission and then they start eating or they start taking prasadam. Now here's question is, you know, what kind of Brahmana? The Brahmana has to be qualified as well. It's not like anyone walked in and say, oh, I'm Brahmana. I remember 2005, one person, he was, and this is very disgusting, you know, he is a Brahmana, he came from Kolkata, and in Mayapur everywhere grows Tulsi, you know. He put his thread there and passed water on Tulsi tree. And one devotee saw it, straight away he slapped him, you know. And then he was so angry, why you slapped? And he said, oh, you know, how come you put your threat here? You're a Brahmana, so how come you do those things? So the Brahmana has to be, of course, qualified. It's actually indicating about Vaishnava, the devotee of the Lord. So they are setting the rules for us that we can learn. See, even though Yadavas, they're very close to Krishna. You know, in fact, you know, some of them, their planetary expansion of the Lord. So still they're following the etiquettes. And after that, Srila Prabhupada mentioned that they took some kind of liquor which is made out of rice. And drinking is so bad, we can see here, even though, you know, Bhaktivinoda Thakur, he mentioned, Janama Shafalatar Krishna Darshana Jar Janama Hoye Chhe Ekbar. In Jayavadharma, he mentioned that if someone has darshan once to Krishna, his life is successful. He cannot be fallen into the Maya. But we can see here, every day they saw Krishna, isn't it? The Yadavas, almost every day. Krishna were in Dwarka 100 years. So and they saw every day, but still, after drinking, they forget each other. They forget Krishna even. So what here is, we can understand. What is indicating? Actually, Krishna, he is showing us, doesn't matter how much we are close, but if we, you know, commit offense to great devotees, and doesn't matter how that devotee is situated, you know, he has to suffer for Vaishnava Parada. Even though they are descendant of Krishna. We all of us know what happened when, like, all the kids, they were playing. I mean, kids means little bit grown up, maybe they were teenage, and they dressed Samba as a girl, you know. And there was few sages, they perform a ritual in Dwarka, and they were about to leave. And those boy, they are like really, you know, they want to make fun of devotees. So there were few great sages like Ashita, Angira, Vasisht, Durvasa, Narad. So all of them, they finished their rituals and they were about to leave. And then all the, like, Krishna's son and his grandson, they bought Samba, and then they made a big belly, and they asked, "Oh, I know you sages, you know, your word is never failed. So you know the future. Can you tell us what kind of, like, what baby she will give birth, whether it will girl or boy?" She was very shy, so she couldn't ask, so we are asking. And then they got very angry. What they said, whatever will come out from his belly, that will destroy your whole dynasty. So anyway, and then they're very afraid, because they were playing, but, you know, they're like childish. They're playing. So they came and they told. Anyway, and then a Akrura, he gave a suggestion that, you know, we cannot do anything because they curse and they're word is infallible, so we cannot do anything. So then they ask, you know, what we should do. So they said, you rub, what is called, grind that metal, piece of metal, and yeah, destroy that, maybe it will, that's how it will protect. And so they grind that against the stone, and by that foam, actually, those foam is become sharp cane. It is mentioned by Vishnu Chakravarti Thakur in Pravas Kshetra. And that's, you know, when during the grinding, that the small part, it was like very thin, you cannot grind anymore. So what they thought, oh, this is very small piece, so what can this do? So they throw into the ocean. Anyway, this is all of us, we know that one. Later on, the Jara, he will will get from a into a fish, and then he will make the arrow. So after drinking that, they forget each other and they took that cane, sharp cane, and then they start hitting each other. And in 11th canto, first chapter, Sridhar Swami explained that actually all of these, it is not that by the curse, it is actually Krishna's desire. Even this chapter, third verse, it will explain. Bhagavan swa atma mayaya. By his own eternal potency, he's arranged this. You know, but the thing is, Mayavadis and Karmavadi, they misunderstand. They never go with this verse and this line. They will never talk about that. You know, said Bhagavan swatma maya. This is very important. In a word, particular word, Vyasadeva, he choose. Bhagavan means he is establishing Krishna is supreme personality of Godhead. That means he knows everything. He is the controller of everything. What about the curse? You know, even a leaf will not move without Krishna's sanction. What about the curse? And if we see carefully, you know, Krishna cannot protect the Yadavas from the curse of Brahmana. You know, Brahma, he gives so many benediction to Hiranyakashipu. Everybody thought he is, you know, nobody can kill him. You know, he's immortal. Even Hiranyakashipu himself, he thought he is immortal. So he can be God. So many conditions, isn't it? You know, he will not die at night, not die in the day. And then we cannot even understand how then he will die. Not at daytime, not at night time. Not on the ground, not above of the ground. You know, not by any weapons. They're like, if we see, impossible to kill him. But what happened? You know, Narsimhadev appeared and he fulfilled all the conditions and he killed the demons. So what do we think? Krishna cannot protect the Yadavas? Of course he can. He can arrange anything. He would, you know, keep the curse as well and he could save the Yadavas. But he don't want to do that. He wants whatever is happening here. That is, he already sanctioned. But he is sanctioning only, it's happening. So, after drinking, they forget each other. So this is there, you know, we can see how bad is drinking. Even, you know, Krishna is so close, they also forget by the drinkings. That's why in Krishna consciousness, you know, Srila, our all the acharyas and Srila Prabhupada said, no, drinking. This is the reason. Many people, you know, they make outside people, they make question, hey, come on, you guys are vegetarian. And what's wrong with the alcohol, you know? That's not non-veg. But it is, you know, worse than, you know, those things, you know, non-veg. It can destroy everything. One person peaceful life can destroy just by drinking. And they can forget themselves, you know. And the last part, Srila Prabhupada, he gave the particular line. But by the will of Supreme, it's happened. Thus, they become harsh toward one another. Srila Sridhar Swami also explained in the 11th canto, that after drinking, that's not the action of drinking actually. Because of Krishna's eternal potency, they start seeing each other as an enemy. So, then only they start fighting each other, you know. And, very important thing, that, you know, not all the Yadavas was took part in that party, or in that festival.
So Krishna has such a complete plan. It's that whoever he want to kill or he want to destroy, he sent them only those person in there. It's not that all of them went, all the Yadavas went. There's few was in the Dwarka as well. So if we see all of these, you can clearly understand that this all is planned by Krishna. It's not that just in by chance, by the curse. And of course, Krishna's every pastime is like diamond, you know. It's reflect from every side. It's not just one reason, because of one reason it's happened. So when he performs pastimes, there can be hundred and thousands of reasons. But it depends us how deep we understand. Like in this month is Damodar month. All of us, you know, Krishna's Damodar pastime. Just before the Dambandar Leela, Krishna had some other pastime as well. Like, you know, when he was crawling. He not stand yet. He not walking yet. Kya bolte hamaguri, matlab he's crawling. So he's not standing yet. Krishna and Balaram, they used to play in the soft mud in Vrindavan. And there's a small calf, I don't know how many people you know, but those who are in village, of course, they will understand. If you touch the small calf tail, they will run like anything. They will run very fast. So Krishna and Balaram, what they used to do, they used to grab Krishna's, calf's tail, and they used to stand up. And mud is so soft, they used to slide, you know. And whole day they used to do that with the cubs. And gopis, they were so afraid, because then sometimes cubs, they kick very badly. So immediately they go and grab Krishna Balaram. And after maybe few minutes, maybe 10, 15 minutes, they will go again and they will grab another one. Another cubs. So, and then Nanda and Yashoda, Nanda Maharaj and Yashoda, they thought, "Oh, look at our kids. They are very intelligent. You know, they cannot stand, but you know, they are so strong. They are grabbing the tail and standing, and it's sliding. It's like, how will say? It's like, whatever, Eskimos." So, and Srila Sridhar Swami, he's explained this. Even Srila Prabhupada, he explained in that pastime. Srila Radha Govinda Maharaj, he was giving one Bhagavad Kata, he was telling. In that simple pastime, if we see very deeply, if we see just that pastime, you will see, oh, Krishna just grabbed the calf tail and he's playing with that. Is it that? Not at all. Acharya, they display this pastime in so many ways. Radha Govinda Maharaj, he was describing that Krishna, he is showing us go means cow and go means senses. So, if Krishna will grab our senses, he will never leave. He will be with us. So, how Krishna will grab our senses? We'll engage. When will we engage? Rishikesha Rishikena Sevanam Bhakti Ruchate. When we'll engage our senses to Krishna's service, Krishna will grab our senses. He can control. You know, it's like calf. It's very difficult to control. So he will grab our senses and he'll make sure we'll go to right direction. And he was describing another things that Krishna, he is merciful to his devotees so much. You know, he is always like he gave more than what devotee gave him or what we give him. He gave much more than. He is showing gratitude toward to those cow in Vrindavan, those giving milk to Krishna. And he is showing, look how much I love my devotees. And devotees are surrendered to Krishna and Krishna also surrendered to devotees. How? He is playing like a doll with the cups. The cups, they are not doing service to Krishna. The cow are doing service to Krishna. But Krishna is so merciful to them. Even he is playing the Supreme Personality of Godhead. He has all the opulences, but he is playing with their children. What about, you know, the cows? So, if we surrender to Krishna, so Krishna, when looking after those devotees' children, what about the devotees? He always loves so much. And another thing, he was showing that, in a Veda, what is saying? Neiti, neiti, no iti, no iti. It never ends, you know. And Veda described that we cannot perceive Krishna, we cannot understand Krishna with our this gross senses or material senses. But Krishna is showing that my devotees, those who are completely surrendered to him, for them it doesn't work. It's very easy for them. Even I play with their children. Not only the gross senses, I play with their children. So, Krishna's every pastime has so many meaning, so many deep meaning. Only thing, we have to understand, we have to meditate those pastimes. You know, that's why once, Srila Jiva Goswami, he asked to Rupa Goswami, because, you know, he was a bit junior, so he requested to Rupa Goswami that, you are writing so many confidential pastimes between Radha and Krishna. In Kali Yuga people, they are what the mandas mandar matayor. They are less intelligent, and manda buddhi means like they always will think bad only. What will happen when they will read this pastime? And they may, you know, take it just materialistically. What will happen to them? And, you know, Gopal Bhatta Goswami, he took seriously actually. You know, I don't know how many of us know, Gopal Bhatta Goswami, he wrote so many books about Radha and Krishna, and then he buried them. He didn't want that all these materialistic people read those books. But Rupa Goswami, he said, Shastra is such a thing, Krishna's pastime. It is not just a mundane story. It is a transcendental, you know, literature incarnation of the Lord. One who will surrender to Lord and meditate on that pastime, that person only will understand the purpose of that pastime. Otherwise, they will just read it like any other book. They will not understand. That's why Srila Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami, he mentioned, Bhagavat parogya vaishnavari sthane ekanta ashray kari chaitanya charane chaitanya bhakta sabe nitya karo sanga tobe to janibe siddhanta samudra taranga. So the Vedic literature, the knowledge in the Vedic literature is like wave of the ocean. It's unlimited wave. If we going to count how many waves in there, we can spend thousands of lifetime, but still it will never end. The Vedic Shastra is like that. If we are going to understand ourselves, It is impossible.
But if we approach to proper way, then only we can understand. Then only we will understand the purpose of Krishna's pastime. Otherwise, it's just a waste of time.
So, Krishna has thousands of reasons to perform a pastime.
It's not just one reason. So, here also, you know, we'll have the next verse, we'll have there will be much more clear description why Krishna did that. I mean, I think verse 3. So, I'd like to stop here. If anybody has any comments and questions, please. Sorry? Yes.
Question is, when the Krishna sent his relatives, all of them to Prabhashyatra, some of them were still in the Dharaka. Then how can you claim that the Krishna's dynasty was destroyed?
Yeah. Because most of them were destroyed, so that's why it's considered. Like his wives wasn't there, so they are considered also Yadu dynasty, isn't it? So most of them were destroyed. Actually, whoever Krishna want, rest of them, few of them stayed. Yeah, actually, alcohol actually is, anyway, all the time it is bad. But the Kshatriya, for keep up their spirit, you know, because the ruling is, someone need passion to rule. So that's why they are, sometimes they are permitted, not all the time. Not for like drunk. And there is so many rules for drinking. You know, how to drink, what to drink, and how like, it's like same like, you know, meat eating is prohibited, but for some reason, some people, they cannot stay, and they might be, you know, they might be harmful for other citizens. So that's a Shastra give their direction for them as also, then other people can stay peacefully. But it is always prohibited. But yeah, only for Kshatriyas, some reason, I mean, sometimes it's allowed, not all the time.
Is it, Prabhuji?
So much. I'd like to stop here. Grantharaj Srimad Bhagavatam ki Srila Prabhupada ki Tai Gaur Premanande.